From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Over the past quarter century, the U.S. has become one of the largest agricultural importers in the world, with imports up significantly from $27 billion in 1994 to $128 billion in 2019. AgriMarketing.com reports the role of NAFTA in 1994, superseded by the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement last year, has played a central role in this surge, with U.S. imports from Canada and Mexico up sixfold from $8.2 billion in 94 to $52 billion in 2019. A great opportunity is available for college students wanting to attend the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville. According to AgWire.com, a term of interns is needed who will gain firsthand experience interacting with leaders of every segment of the cattle and beef industry. You must be able to work August 8th through the 13th in Nashville. Just complete a student intern application and send your college transcripts, two letters of recommendation, and a resume by April 15th. In less than 9 months, U.S. farmers and ranchers have collected a mammoth $23.5 billion in pandemic relief payments, according to the USDA, more than matching the $23 billion spent by the Trump administration to mitigate the impact on agriculture of the trade war with China. Meanwhile, Agriculture.com reports Ag Undersecretary Bill Northey called on Congress to increase the spending limit on what he likened to USDA's checking account. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.